On to Alzheimer's now, and a new drug that could potentially help to alleviate the condition. This is an agent called targotin, or its generic name is bexarotene. This is a molecule which activates what's called the retinoid X receptor, which is involved in triggering various genes to be turned on and off in cells. It was originally licensed for the control of a disease called cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, but has also been used subsequently for other malignancies, including breast cancers and skin cancers. What a group at Case Western Reserve University, led by Gary Landreth, are publishing in the journal Science this week, though, is evidence that it may be able to dissolve the pathological proteins, the beta-amyloid plaques that build up in the brains of people who have Alzheimer's disease, and in this case, in experimental mice, which have been genetically programmed to develop the rodent equivalent of Alzheimer's. What the drug does is it activates these RXR, retinoid X receptors, in cells. And this leads to the expression of a gene called ApoE. And this can dissolve these beta-amyloid plaques in the brain. And what the team found is that animals given this agent immediately reduce by 25% the amount of A-beta, the pathological protein that you can detect in the fluid around brain cells. And if you give animals a 14-day treatment of this agent, then the number of plaques in their brains decreases by up to 75%. And if you look at older animals that would by then have had quite severe Alzheimer-type change in their brain, you see a 50% reduction in the plaques. This is also borne out by functional improvements because the treated animals maintain their cognition and their faculties much better compared with untreated animals. In tests of sense of smell, which is lost in these animals, they perform much better than controls, and they also show more normal things like navigation behaviour and nesting behaviours too. So this suggests that if we could do the same thing in humans and try this agent, which is already licensed for treatment in humans, on people who have Alzheimer's disease, we may see a similar benefit, because previous trials that have actually used vaccines to make the immune system remove these beta-amyloid plaques did result in people developing cognitive benefits. So using this agent to do much the same thing suggests there could be a lot of promise in doing this.
Yeah, I was going to say, because the drug's already licensed, that should be quite a strong indicator that it should go into trial fairly fast, I would hope.